Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Koji Bentumuliam. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. In today's episode, the Portfolio Director at the World Travel Market and IBTM event, Claude Blanc, takes a deeper look at the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on the meetings industry and what the sector has learned to help accelerate the recovery process. Claude has an impressive track record of more than 25 years in top management roles in the travel industry, with extensive experience in both the leisure and the business event sectors. So Claude, welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm happy to have you as a guest. And with all what's happening right now, welcome to the show.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here with you because, as you said, it's my new role, and I'm happy to have the opportunity to answer some of your questions. I'm sure you have many, so feel free to be as honest as possible. And I will be honest on my side as well.
No, thank you so much. So let's begin from, obviously, we are all having to have this conversation because right now we are having a virtual event and engagement. What is the sense from your side, i.e. from the World Travel Market or Reed Portfolio, how this whole new thing about the COVID and the impact? Give us an overview of that.
Yeah, first of all, it happened last May. We have been hit as anyone by the pandemic, and we were supposed to run our Arabian travel market in Dubai, which is our second major show within WTM. And we decided to pivot quite quickly. I mean, it was a kind of a one-month decision to run the first fully virtual event. And it was a kind of proof of concept for the whole Reed Exhibition Company. And it was a successful one because we managed to accommodate roughly 15,000 one-to-one meeting just virtually and free for our exhibitors at the Arabian Travel Market. And from that, we have decided it was in September, to pivot the World Travel Market in London, and of course the IBTM World in Barcelona, to fully virtual event. But that time we decided to charge for it. So it was a total shift within Reed Exhibition culture to pivot from live event, which is our bread and butter, to fully virtual event. So as you know, we managed to run a successful World Travel Market in November. And tomorrow, actually, we will launch our first IBTM virtual 100% for a three-day event. And it is quite a promising one because we have a great engagement. We expect around 13,000 meetings, one-to-one meetings. And we expect over 1,000 buyers as well. So, I mean, it will be a great event. And we have a strong content. We have a TV studio. We have a 65-session conference. So it will be quite an important one. So I would say, so far, the shift has been successful. But for 21, we are definitely committed to run live events again.
Okay, thank you. Now, coming from the Reed Portfolio, and I mean, you had a BTM online and you know, virtually, and then from tomorrow you're having the IBTM in Barcelona also virtually. What was the response from the exhibitors and from your main, the buyers and the stakeholders? What was the feel like?
You know, all the year, they have been expected that face-to-face events will be back. And everyone has pushed till the last quarter of the year to be able to run face-to-face event. And finally, the end of the year came and no one in the travel industry has been able to run a true face-to-face event. So we were offering a kind of virtual alternative to tourism destination and I would say meetings and events organizers, the opportunity to make business. You know, they just wanted to do business. They just wanted to meet again some people, clients or suppliers, to do business, to sign contracts, to create their offering for next year. And we managed to do that. So at least we have offered an alternative. I agree with you. Virtual event is for me only a plan B. Face-to-face event will be always the priority, the preference for the professionals. But in that case, offering suitable plan B with real content and real one-to-one meetings, although virtual, it was quite a success. They have appreciated, and I must say, I've been positively surprised with their engagement.
Okay, no, just on that case, just so that we can move to the next line of questioning. But how did you see, or what can we pick up from this very difficult situation? Or I mean, if I may use, what was the silver lining in your opinion, you know, for this event sector?
I think at the end of the day, we have learned that there is some opportunity to bring a virtual element within a face-to-face event. And that will help you in the future, potentially to attract virtual visitors and virtual exhibitors, which for some reason, economical or because of travel restriction, would not be able to attend a specific event. So it will create more opportunity in terms of networking options, in terms of new business opportunity, and potentially a kind of a trial experience with the virtual element for next year or in the future attending a face-to-face event. So I think this is a good thing, because so far we were not very keen to include a new virtual platform, and it has opened our mind to technical solution which will be very useful for the future. So I would say this is the best learning from 2020.
Okay. Now, if we look at, we are talking about recovery and recovery and recovery. Yeah. From your, you have enormous expertise for almost three decades, you know, in the tourism industry, and again, in the MICE sector. What are the things that you believe that can help us, if you like, even recover faster? I mean, for the meetings in the tourism sector, because, I mean, we are seeing a number of testing regimes and all of that. From your experience, what do you think we can do to, you know, recover both the MICE and the tourism sector?
First of all, I believe in a kind of cooperation between the public sector and the private sector. For me, this is key. You know, we have, during WTM virtual, we have organized our minister summit, and we managed to bring together 500 ministers of tourism and travel professionals from all over the world. And all together, we have produced a manifesto called For a Safer, Greener and Smarter Tourism. And we have a kind of roadmap for the government to build on this plan and to be able with the private sector to work together for the recovery. Because of course, tourism is resilient, but we need to support it, to support the sector. So I believe that with this cooperation, we will be able to work on the protocols, because once again, safety will be critical, but then we will need to support financially the tourism industry as well, which has been, as you know, severely impacted. So there will be some a creative way to support financially the travel players. And of course, then we will need to embark technology. I believe in artificial intelligence. Robotics will be part of the scenario as well. And during this pandemic, the other good news, Kojo, is that you've seen a myriad of a great number of startup companies working on the travel technology ecosystem, and you have new solutions all along the travel value chain which have appeared now, and we need to build on this new generation of startup companies.
Now, as Reed, I mean, Reed undoubtedly is the biggest name when it comes to events and, you know, in the world. How are you changing in terms of your events, and much more specifically with your African events and activities going forward?
Yeah, first of all, we must say that 2021 will be a kind of transition year, because, you know, even if the vaccine are coming, travel restriction will be still in place. The players all over the world have been severely impacted, so there is a drop in terms of budget. A number of companies have collapsed. A number of people have been put on furlough or lost their jobs. So all of that will impact drastically the whole sector in 2021. So to your point, I think we will see a reduction in the size of events. We will see a reduction in the occurrence of events as well. There will be less big events. There will be smaller events. There will be less budget spent on booths, because I believe that some of the marketing budget will be maybe reallocated to the digital marketing instead of face-to-face marketing as well. It has always been a kind of trade-off for the marketing managers, but I think for 2021, because of what happened in 2020, there will be a kind of reorientation of marketing budget to digital, detrimentally to the face-to-face event. So this is basically what we expect. And the other thing, of course, is, at least for 21, a critical focus on the safety of the visitors and exhibitors due to the social distancing measures, and the fact that, of course, we will be forced to protect the safety and the health of our clients.
Now, you spoke about SMEs and small business. Of course, they had the biggest of the impact. And if you come to Africa, we have people who couldn't even afford to have data and keep the streaming and things on. With your portfolio, of course, now that you're looking into the IBTM portfolio, what is it that you can say that you'll be able to make it even much better for them in the African sector, if you talk about WTM Africa or IBTM Africa?
You know, of course, WTM Africa is a strong part of our portfolio, and we have included, of course, the IBTM brand within the WTM Africa, which will take place in April, which is quite soon, quite early in the spring season. We have included a tourism investment summit where we believe we could again bring together some financing opportunity with a project option. So I think through this Tourism Investment Summit, we will be able to boost some initiative in Africa, from all over Africa, to support the recovery of the tourism.
Okay.
This is an example, but yeah, this is an example of what we could facilitate for the tourism industry.
Okay. Now, again, congratulations for your new appointment as a portfolio director for IBTM.
Thank you.
Having said that, who is Claude Blanc? Tell me more about yourself, and because
you know, Kojo, first of all, I've been working in the travel industry for more than 25 years. So I am definitely a professional of the tourism and travel industry. And I have been able to cover the whole value chain of travel and tourism, from the tour operating to the accommodation sector, corporate travel, MICE. And now I am part of Reed exhibition, but on the trade shows aspect. But still, I feel that I am a member of the travel and tourism family. And this is what makes me happy, and sometimes what makes me awake in the night, especially me. Because, you know, it has been the most challenging year of my life. Because, you know, working at the same time for the event industry and for the travel industries, who want to be in this sector in 2020?
So as we wrap up our conversation, what will be your expectation of this new portfolio, even going through the very difficult transition stage for next year?
I mean, I am quite optimistic for 2021 for a couple of reasons. First of all, our team, because, you know, we have an amazing team. We've seen that despite the pandemic, the team has been able to pivot from a live event to virtual event in a couple of months only. So we have very strong professional. They are able to work despite the challenges on delivering a successful event face to face or virtually. So I think this is a good reason for me to be optimistic. The other reason is that, of course, with the vaccine and the conscience that travel is key for the economy of every country around the world, there is a conscience that we will need to focus and to support the tourism industry, whatever it is, leisure, MICE, luxury, every sector, every segment of the tourism industry will be supported in 2020 by the government, because it represents 10% globally of the GNP. So this is another reason for me to be optimistic. And the third one, as I said, Kojo, is the technology. We have at the moment some solution available on the marketplace to support our industry and to make it greener, more sustainable as well than ever. Because one of the other good things from the pandemic, Kojo, is that we have been able to understand that sustainability, green tourism, is not an option anymore. It is something we need to include in our value proposition, whether we like it or not. So I think all these kind of things will help our economy, our business to recover next year.
Okay, now finally, what's your position on the testing regime, as you know, as has been said in Europe and other destinations, in terms of the testing? What's your position on that?
I mean, at the moment, my feeling is that testing is still painful. So I think we need to be cautious that we should push the vaccine as soon as possible, because, I mean, testing is quite controversial. And I think we should be able maybe to have a kind of easier testing process at the airport. There are some initiatives, you've heard of what happened in Roma, in Heathrow Airport. We have the opportunity to be tested at the airport for 20 minutes, you know, you have the results. But I think we have to make it more seamless, less painful, and of course, cheaper. But I believe that the vaccine coming Q1, I would say, I think Q1, the vaccine will be distributed all over the world, and it will make our life and our business easier.
Mr. Claude Blanc, thank you so much for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for your interest, and I wish you a good evening.